The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold's dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening. Today is Thursday, September the 22nd, 2016. We have a live show for you today. Hopefully this mic is working well. Scotty will let me know if it's not. But hey, today is Thursday, September the 22nd, 2016, we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to today's show. It is, like I said, Thursday. I just want to thank you all for tuning in to Tando Radio Show. So let's get down to business. Let's talk about how we can support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Very easy to do. You can do it by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding digital black media. And there you will see the crowdfunding campaign that continues to go on, that's very, very important. operations via email. So make sure you leave a good email. Option number two, you can make a one-time contribution of, which is just one penny above the option number one, and you will receive the monthly email reports as well as receiving a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation for your gift and contribution. To receive more than one t-shirts will be distributed in intervals of $25 or more. So if you would like two t-shirts, that would be $25 two t-shirts would be $50, three t-shirts would be $75, four t-shirts would be $100, so forth and so on. That's the very easy way to acquire those t-shirts. It comes in intervals of $25 or more. Make sure you leave a corresponding size for each t-shirt that you're going to be receiving, and I would suggest that you leave a good email, shipping address, and a telephone number that Black Talk Radio Network could contact you in any case that they may need to contact you in regards to your order. So that's option number two. Option number three, you can become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports and receiving your free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, what I think is one of the most comfortable t-shirts, you will also be eligible for gifts from the network from time to time as an appreciation for your overall support of the network. So those are the three ways in which you can continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has its own social media operations, and that is BTR Community, and you can find that on the website for Black Talk Radio Network. Just look in the far right margin. You will see, you will see a B, and you will see above it says BTR Community, a new online social media experience. This was devised by Scotty and Black Talk Radio Network to have a social media forum for you where you can be secure that your information will not be sold and that your overall opinions and your thoughts will be, there will be no adverse effect because of your expressing how you feel and what you think. Also, it gives you an opportunity to promote some events that are going on in the community, in your life, in your family's lives, and just the regular social media operations. That is a more secure way to do it and more wholesome and holistic way by coming through Black Talk Radio Community. So very, very easy to become a member. There is a cost as to it, but it's a minimal cost. It's $24 a year, a minimal cost of $24 a year, which basically comes out to $1 a week. Not very significant at all. That funding will be used to maintain the overall website and to be maintained the overall direction of the website and to have the proper security that's necessary. You know, so many of us, and we talk about this a while, when Scotty was doing this, someone said, good luck with that, Facebook is free. Facebook ain't free at all. Many of us have been compromised because of people on Facebook, me, myself, as well, because it establishes a web of people that you know, and you actually express what you're thinking and what you're doing, and so that the system can have an algorithm for what's going on and have an appropriate response for it all. Nothing holistic about that. It is a part of a design plan, and I believe it was Operation Looking Glass, if I'm correct. It may not have been that particular one, but it's all a part of. But the story that they told you of how Facebook was created was baloney. This was a part of the overall system of the spy in the community and the overall intelligence community. That's what this whole thing is. Look what it does. Look what it asks. Look what it requires. And the best way to do it is to establish a gossip group, and people love to gossip. So very, very important in that we know that there's no such thing as a free Facebook. You are paying for it in so many ways. So because of Black Talk radio community or BTR community. I no longer post on Facebook. I only put into Facebook the show topic of the day, and if the show is going to be live outside of that, I do not post there. I post exclusively inside of BTR community. So, everyone, I highly suggest that you all become a member of BTR, $24 a year, very easy, and then start to promote yourself, things that you care about, and to have an opportunity to start to strategize and to come together and have an appropriate response for what's going on in our communities among those that it is affecting both adversely and the option and the opportunities that will be there. So now, you can do that. Also, if you're interested in transferring out of cash and getting real savings while you still can, because we are right now we are in the accumulation phase for real money, because the opportunity to do that is shrinking because of once this global war, once World War III goes fully announced publicly, where the everyday person starts to know, wait a minute, the United States is at war, there's a world war, the overall metals will be almost virtually impossible or very difficult to source and to have, because they are a protector of wealth and they are a protector. They give you insurance and assurances, and they're definitely a big difference. So that is something that you would want to do now and protect yourself, because having that will be an asset that you will be able to have leverage in the future, and part of that leverage will be able to sustain and feed your family. It's a matter of saving your overall ability to have the life staples and the necessities of life in the future. Believe me, this is critical, and it is a part of the overall global agenda, which is not being talked about in mainstream media. What's in mainstream media now is a part of the diversion and a part of the attacks that they want a response to, which there is a response that needs to take place, but you have to understand what it is that's going on, in my opinion, and some of the things that are going on are used to actually accumulate and acquire energy that will not be used to see what the real problem is and to protect ourselves accordingly. And this is a part of the asymmetrical warfare, which is definitely going on, that is turning into a shooting war in so many ways, internationally and nationally. And I would say to you all, the key to a war is understanding what the objective is and the method is to winning a war. That, ladies and gentlemen, is very, very important. Don't think that we should be responding to or having the overall battlefield chosen by one that means you no good. It's actually the enemy that is attacking, and you will be surprised who that is. It's not always who and what you think. Those are the tools that they use to garnish the emotional response and to have a response or a threat, a response to a threat that is very apparent but may not be the only appropriate response that will be necessary to winning a war. This is what we are in. It is a war. So Black Talk Radio community is critical for that. Handle Radio Show, Prosperity Mint, which is our company. If you would like to purchase the precious metals, you can contact me and text me at 951-790-8330 or email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com before you can go to Prosperity Mint and check out what we have in inventory. But before you purchase, please text me and let me know that you're interested in purchasing, because I need to talk to you personally to make sure that you understand and you are getting exactly what you want. Do not deviate from that. Make sure you contact me first. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. We didn't have a what's in the news yesterday because of some major events that were going on globally, and man, have they really taken off since then on the geopolitical global front. But let's take a look at some of the things that we didn't get to post yesterday inside of Tando Radio Show. First article comes from, where is this coming from? The Global Edition, Department of Justice demands throw Deutsche Bank into a new crisis. Basically, the Department of Justice has hit Deutsche Bank with a $14 billion fine, and this is going to actually be a part of the overall destruction of Deutsche Bank, which has already been financially devastated. And this is the largest bank in Germany and one of the key global banks in the world that is teetering on collapse. And you're going to see something that's going to be very you're going to see a familiar theme here, is that the banking sector is on the verge of collapse, because the war is on the verge of being announced, but it has already started. The war has already started, and the banks have already collapsed. Will you be prepared for that? Will be the only thing that will be relevant, especially because of the overall ramifications of that, and the adversities of that will be severe to the everyday person. They are going to collapse the everyday person's economy. They're not going to collapse the overall global economy. So that's the first, that was the first article. Next article comes from Sputnik News. Russia sends its largest aircraft carrier to Syria to protect Syria. And so this was not the first time that this has happened. Actually, in August of 2013, when the U.S. wanted to bomb and was seeking, they were going to bomb Syria for allegedly using gas, and they sent in the UN inspectors to investigate to see if chemical weapons were used. There was Crazy McCain from Arizona went there and said that there was chemical weapons that were used. The United States can't just sit back and allow this to happen, and all of the warmongering got going. And so the U.S. was ready to actually conduct airstrikes against the Assad government in Syria. And Assad said that he had not used gas, chemical weapons. It was the actual rebels that were the Free Syrian Army that was supported by the United States that had used it. So the United States went to the UN and said they need to investigate it. But before they can even start to investigate it, while they were going to be investigating it, they were going to start bombing Syria. And lo and behold, what happened? Came to find out that the Syrian government didn't use it, and that the actual Free Syrian rebels actually did use it. And this would have all came out after the fact, when the war was already started, because that's what the United States wanted. And the only thing that stopped it was the British Parliament said that they would not support and be a part of the coalition to attack Syria. So that started the United States on Saturday, it was a Friday, I believe it was August the 13th, Friday, August the 13th of 2013, that they wanted to do it by Saturday. The whole thing was unraveling to where the Britain said no way in the world, because Britain, it has a alliance in a relationship with Russia. And so all of a sudden the United States said, the celebrity figurehead president said that, well, I'm going to leave it in Congress hand, and Congress end up, which was basically a saving face thing to back down, because was rejected by the British Parliament. And then Congress said no, they weren't going to do it. But that was the at that time, this is where the Russians sent in their most prized naval aircraft carrier to defend Syria. Well, it's back there now because of a lot that's going on. And we're going to talk about that. Next article from Sputnik. Aliens found. Hubble's Europa photos reveal surprising activity. And I think that NASA, Never a Straight Answer, is going to come out with a press conference on Monday describing what the Hubble telescope has taken pictures of on Europa. So check that out. That's coming Monday. Next article. Canadians stole $180,000 worth of gold from mint by hiding it where? So check out that article. Really good one. Next article comes from This one came from the Wall Street Journal. Bill Clinton speaks, Bill Clinton speaking fees overlap with foundation business, talking about the overall fraud that the Clinton Foundation has been involved in. And I said, plus they're stealing Haitian gold deposit. That's why that overall earthquake in 2011 came about, and the U.S. military was so-called having training exercises for a third world country to have a major earthquake where they would ask for mutual aid from the United States. And guess what? They were training for that, and then lo and behold, Haiti has that. But what happened before that, it came out months just before that, that Haiti had discovered large gold deposits inside of Haiti. And so this happened, and once the Haitian earthquake happened, then the Clinton Foundation came in, said that they were going to be helping Haiti, and the first thing that they did was they took over the rights to the overall gold deposits as there. Never ceases to amaze me. Continues on. IRS chief says he was misled, didn't deserve impeachment. He basically lied and says, but he doesn't deserve to be impeached because of that. Amazing. That came from Washington Times. Next article. Very, very stunning. Now we're starting to get into some really major ones. U.S. coalition predator drone spotted at the time of the placing of the Syrian aid convoy attack, Russian military says. Basically, Russia is saying that the U.S. was blaming them for an attack on a Syrian aid convoy that happened on Monday, and the Russians have said, well, no, wait a minute. It was actually an American drone that was in the area at that time, and they probably did it. And if the Russians say that they probably have the information to back it, and they're waiting for the appropriate time to do it, and this attack happened in Syria. Next article. Things are starting to really heat up. This came from the RonPaulInstitute.org, and Ron Paul said, why are we sending $38 billion to rich and powerful Israel? And Congress had on the 19th said that they would send taxpayers $38 billion in military aid to Israel. Why is that so important? Because this is the war that's about to kick off, ladies and gentlemen. So they gave $38 billion in military aid to Israel. And we talked about the bombing that Russia had engaged in on Tuesday at a military bunker that was housing special forces officers of the United States, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Qatar, and they were actually what Russia was saying that they were there colluding and establishing tactical targets and operations for the rebels that they were supporting, who was no other than ISIS itself. And what did Russia do? They blasted them and killed all of the military officers that was there. And lo and behold, now you start to see why Russia was targeting them. Here it comes. It's all starting to come into place. There's a great article that we need to probably check out relatively soon. My man, Brother Bragg, sent this out to me, and it comes from AmericanIntelligenceReport.com. U.S. approves United Nations use of military force on American soil. We will definitely take a look at that critical article that's there. Next article. Moving right along. Next article. This one comes from, this is an older one, but I thought it was very important, especially for what's going on in the world. This one came from Your News Wire, and this was back in December of 2015, the not-so-queen of England 2015 Christmas message, and the original one, because she had actually made two tapings. The first taping was the critical one, and in the first one, she had a message for everyone, and it said, enjoy your final Christmas. And here's the subtitle to this all. The Queen dropped a bombshell yesterday while filming her annual Christmas message for the BBC, hinting at deep personal regrets over the murder of Princess Diana. A BBC insider claims clearly troubled. The queen said she knew too much. The queen asked her subjects to understand that, let me pull this up real quick, because this was important for what's going on now. And the queen, the royal family simply did what was necessary to ensure their own survival. The senior BCC production staff and palace advisors scrambled to cancel and take down, but before the queen expressed dark feelings that this will be the last Christmas on Earth because malevolent forces much stronger than her own are stalking across Europe, gaining ground every day. And in quote, she said, "I hope you enjoy your final Christmas," she said bitterly before the BCC staffer, under strict orders from the palace advisor, canceled the take and sent junior staff on early lunch. And later in the day, the Christmas message was redone, the second take providing less troubling less troubling one to the establishment. So basically, in December of 2015, how much time we got? Okay. In December of 2015, the not-so-queen of England message was, enjoy your final Christmas. And if you start to look at, and I remember this, I didn't post this because of a lot of different reasons back in December, because I didn't think a lot of people were ready because they couldn't substantiate or validate what it was that she was really saying. And now you're starting to see from everything that's going on, what she was saying is that there is going to be a World War III and a global war and a depopulation program that's going to be going on. So enjoy your final Christmas is what she was basically saying. So listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump in, finish what's in the news, and then we're going to jump into today's very important show. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation.
Brother Dave, Scotty. Hey, what's going on? I got a news break I'd like to give before we go to the break. And I'm sorry, man, I misread your email about the starting the video at the beginning of the show, but I can cue that up coming out the break if you want to set it up before we go to the break. But I do have some breaking news. As you know, our people are impacted a lot by police brutality, slave catching in this country. The slave catcher who killed Mr. Terrence Crutcher allegedly will be, I've got two different reports. One says first degree murder, another one just says manslaughter. So that's just some news I wanted to give the Black Talk Radio listening audience an update on. I know many people following these stories.
Yes, very, very important story. So there have been murder charges filed, either murder one or manslaughter charges that have been filed in the Tulsa shooting. So very, very important. And this is something I think is a part of the overall agenda. You know what's so funny? Before we go to a commercial break, but let's go to a commercial break and then we'll come back and talk about it. You listen to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Give up on my way. Oh, yeah.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Couldn't it be crazy? Would you step for crazy?
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening to this very, very important show. And just before, Scotty had just given us a very important breaking news story, and I saw that story just before we went on air where the – Scotty, are you there? You want to give it to him one more time? If he's there. If not, I'll give it.
Yeah, the Tulsa – slave catcher Betty Jo Shelby, I believe her name is allegedly supposed to be charged with the crime. I got two different reports. A family member said they heard manslaughter. somebody left a comment in the comment section of my program that was on right before yours, Black Talk Radio News, and they said that Betty Jo was going to be charged with first-degree murder. So two conflicting reports, but charges are supposed to be filed, if not have already been filed.
So, yes, breaking news on the shooting in Tulsa. And from everything that I – from my overall professional time in that field, in my opinion of that, in many of these, they were unjustified in so many ways. The tactics were all wrong. And I'm going to just say this, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of this has been happening throughout history, but I'm going to tell you, I want you to take a notice to something before we get back to what's in the news. You remember all of the mass shootings that were happening all of a sudden all over this country in different spots, and it didn't gather and it didn't gain the momentum that the overall system wanted. So they even from the point of the parts of the shooting up schools and everything else, which I highly doubt that the truth of that was ever sincerely brought to the table at all. But see, we had all of these mass shootings all everywhere, and they were looking for a response from the people for a reason. That didn't work. And let me tell you something else, ladies and gentlemen. When you start to have all of a sudden a large amount of different events that you have to look at as an investigation, you have to look at who does this best serve? Who does this best serve? Who has the means, motive, opportunity, and who gains from this overall situation? And when you ask that question, once the mass shootings didn't work, you know what the next best thing was? They realized, and we'll go to another plan, and that plan will be that we can destabilize this country by starting to create the environments that have already been there, but we can start to now publicize and actually have a ongoing spree of extrajudicial killings of black people. And that will definitely is one of the things that I notice about the manipulators in the financial market and in the overall global market. They know if they can't get you with one tactic, they know they definitely got you with another one. Now, am I saying that these are all false flags or everything else? No, these are operations. These are purposely being done. And today's show, we're going to jump into today's show because it's really the art of war. And I would just say for everyone, I think it's very critical for us to become ones that start to ask questions and start to investigate. Nothing is ever hidden from a diligent seeker. But most are more accomplished at hiding and running from the truth. We have to become accomplished at becoming diligent seekers of the truth and not becoming accomplished at hiding or running from the truth. There is something that is going on that has an agenda behind it. It is a conspiracy agenda. It is no conspiracy theory. Most people that say conspiracy theory have never even, they don't even know the definition of what a conspiracy is in itself. And the definition of a conspiracy is where two or more people come together with the purpose of committing a crime. And that's what we have going on here throughout this. But we really need to look at why and how and what is the most effective and efficient way for us to end this. And I would tell you, it's not by the course of actions that they have determined that you, in the rules of engagement that they have said that you need to be playing by. Because when you play by their rules, they rule. So I would ask us all to really take a look at what's going on and what are the signals that are being sent. And the signals that are being sent, ladies and gentlemen, we are seeing the overall engagements of a psyop that is leading to a global war that is necessary for the overall paradigm of control to maintain a firm subjugation of the planet going into the near and extended future. So just wanted to say that, and Scotty, of course, anytime, interrupt, because that is very, very important, because we are going to see many more incidents, and when these incidents are going to get worse. And I think one of the most important things is that we have to establish an appropriate response to these things that protects us, that maintains our overall security, our overall stability. And we have to understand something.
I would just say also in our analysis, I was thinking about this actually last night about something different, but it's related, but that we don't become so cynical in our analysis that we don't give credit to the spirit, mm-hmm. it seems, that is increasing of poor people, oppressed people yearning for freedom. Because mm-hmm. you will hear, like, conspiracy, people will say there's a conspiracy behind these protests. George Soros is funding the protests and things of that nature. I've already seen them. I'm already trying to say that a lot of these things are nothing mm-hmm. but spontaneous rebellions. They are emotional, immediate responses to something tragic in the community. And then when you see that is the norm, and it has always been the norm over hundreds of years, because that's how you enforce slavery. You don't enforce slavery by being nice to people and treating them right and things like that. You know, because that's not going to hold people in slavery.
Right.
To hold people in slavery is the barrel of the gun and instilling fear into them. And so while there are a number of things that are questionable, like 9/11, you don't really hear me talking a whole lot about 9/11 because, you know, I didn't hashed it out already, and I know it's impossible for those jets to take that building down like that, and I'll leave it at that. Yep. So I don't, on the anniversary, keep rehashing that, but I said that to say I know that the state orchestrates things, just like the so-called spontaneous Arab Spring they said happened in Libya. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
That was CIA.
Right. In Tunisia, too. Right. Tunisia,
yeah, so
Egypt.
Yeah, we do have to question those things called, and always wonder if there is, you know, what's the ulterior motive. But I believe, in terms of our people, I can't speak of other people, you know, but there have been similar rebellions among the indigenous. People recognize that they, you know, everybody recognize them, without getting into all the details of who's indigenous and who's not. But those who are recognized as Indian tribes or Native American tribes, they are standing up to try to protect their lands and what have you, with the pipeline and what have you, dogs being sicked on them. So, I mean, all of these shootings that's being captured on video, it's being captured by the people, or is, you know, even if it's recorded on the police cam, the people pay for that cam. So it's being captured by the people, but because the people now can publish these videos, that this wasn't available in the 60s. The media could easily spin it and say, oh, that's just a bunch of Negroes complaining about nothing, or just...
Right, and they controlled the investigation. The police departments control the investigations, but they still do right now.
Right, and so even then, without the video evidence, the people who struggled against racism back in the 60s, even without that video evidence, they know people wasn't lying because they saw it themselves every day. Dealt with it every day. Now the whole world can see it because it's being put on the internet for everybody to see, and people can come to their own conclusion. And then they can also see the pattern of police coming out with a statement, and then later the video showing that statement to be a complete fabrication of lies. And so I see that they're losing control of the information war, okay, they are losing control of that, and they're taking steps to combat that. You mentioned Fed Book and the other trappings and what have you,
mm-hmm.
and those tactics aren't new, you know, so I would just say in this, you know, in our analysis, don't think that some of these uprisings are not, how should I say this, organic. It's just people tired. People tired. And I'm going to be real about you, man. It's dangerous. I mean, I don't want to say like it's dangerous, dangerous. It's not like everybody, you know, people getting gunned down and gun. You know, I lived here most of my life, hung out in Charlotte, lived in Charlotte, partied in Charlotte. And, you know, I mean, people here don't really seem to have that kind of gang mentality, just a few of them or whatnot, and want to fight each other and what have you. But they have a long history of not taking no shit off of these crackers. And I'm sorry to be blunt, but that's how it is. We have a long history, man.
Because it has been that case where there has been, killings, and there has been where you need to defend yourself. So no, Scotty, you're absolutely right. That is the truth. And see, so we don't need to be politically correct, because politically correct is always morally wrong. It's a matter of what is right and what is wrong, and that is really what it's all about. But go ahead, Scotty.
No, but that's all I was wanting to say is that I'm glad to see the movement in the streets that we're seeing. But just getting a cop charge ain't justice. Somebody put out a beautiful meme, and they called it, I'm calling it the 12 step to murders in this country. And, you know, they were talking about the victim gets shot, then the community social media reports on it. There's social media outrage. Then people are out in the street. The DOJ comes in, investigate it. The prosecutors say, we're going to investigate it. Take it to a grand jury. There's no indictment, but the family gets paid and calls for peace and prayers. And then that's the end of it till the next murder. You know, they get a payout.
That's why
they get a payout.
Exactly. You continue to play by their rules. These are the things that it doesn't stop. And my whole thing is that with Tando is that I wanted us to also see what the real bigger picture is globally, because all of this plays exactly into hand. It is the overall pushing of the destabilization. They want to create chaos and to bring in a new order.
But I'm not in fear of that. I wanted destabilized.
No,
you know what I'm saying? And one of the things often heard you say, though, that there is opportunity in those, so people need to be preparing. Yeah. I don't care if the United States, let me say it correctly, I don't care if USA Inc. dissolves. And we still have state constitutions. We have, that doesn't mean the end of the world or anything like that. It means people going to pull together. And you know what I'm saying? And govern themselves. Start all over from scratch. I'm looking at it as an opportunity to start over from scratch. But let's not say, I'm not for saving something that was founded on a crooked foundation, and that is slavery. Taking people's free will away just so that you can make profit. You know, that's evil, you know. So I don't care if it's destabilized. I actually pray for that. I just hope people are prepared to handle the aftermath. Yep. And like a phoenix, we'll rise from the ashes and establish, you know, a system of justice.
Yeah, well, you know, when Brother Davis and I were talking about starting the group, we're starting RDP and starting the radio and doing the radio and everything else. That was one of the first things that, you know, Brother Davis and I had in the end of the conversation. We knew that we were preparing and that we were prepared, and then Brother Davis and I talked about it. I said, Brother Davis, I'm thinking about doing this. He says, well, what are you thinking about, brother? And I told him, he says, well, I'm with you, and it's necessary, because the key is that we have to realize that we need to get to the other side. When they bring about their means and their methods to destroy, that doesn't mean that we have to subjugate and surrender to that, because there's going to be an opportunity for now. Because one of the things that we have to really come to grips with is that we've never walked away from the cage that has captured us, even though the cage was unlocked. We've allowed ourselves to be mentally enslaved by this all, and sometimes it takes a a rude awakening in order for you to see the power that you really have in the creation that you have. So this is a conversation, Scotty, we're right with you. And when we talk, when we first talked about starting Tando Radio Show, that was the overall design of getting people prepared for this so that they would have an appropriate response and be in a position of advantage for when these things destabilize. So I'm with you, we're with you, and we're in this together. And the thing is that we must understand, we have to know ourselves first and foremost before we even know the enemy, so that we can distinguish what a sincere attack is. There is something called the art of war. I don't always agree with the art of war the way that it was written by man, but there's an art of war that is written by the spirit realm. Understanding that we are constantly under attack and it requires an appropriate way, and that appropriate way is not the way that certain religions will teach you to allow someone to abuse you and wait on this and wait on that. No. There is a appropriate way and more efficient way that you can win a battle, and this is the spiritual art of war that is necessary for us to master in order to get to where we rightfully deserve to be. Your freedom was given to you, but your freedom is something that you have to maintain, and that is something that we haven't really, or something that we need to give more energy to, and what are the necessities in order to do that. There are different tools to getting to objective, or different methods to getting to an objective. So I think that's critical. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Well, I was just going to say, man, for example, when I was looking at North Carolina, and then I'm seeing all the different people, all different races in Charlotte, the Hispanics, the white kids, black people, just people all different backgrounds actually coming together, man, and protesting against this. I'm thinking those people really don't know the power that they truly do have.
Right.
Just by the document that is supposed to be the supreme law of the land, which is the Constitution. See, these people talking about that law and order, and I'm not trying to preach again from my program, but there are things, you know, the state constitution, when I look at that state constitution, North Carolina state constitution says slavery shall forever be prohibited, dot. There's no exception clause in there like the federal 13th Amendment constitution, but they can make you work here in North Carolina, but they had to pay you a wage. See, they're involved, the governor and the legislature and all the contractors are practicing slavery illegally because they're paying slave wages to the prisoners that they have a right to force to work, but they have to pay them what that work calls for, the market calls for that. That's how I'm interpreting the Constitution. But but it also says that the people have a right to abolish the government anytime they want to and start. I'm paraphrasing it, but this is what it says. This is what it says.
Declaration of
Independence. Yep. Now it says it'll never leave the Union. North Carolina
to establish a new.
Yeah, North Carolina says it'll never leave the Union. It does. They say that in there because that was put in there after the Civil War. Okay. And so they was like, we forever gonna be in the Union. But if the Union dissolves, then black folks, we here in North Carolina is what I'm saying. It is not time to panic. It is time to rejoice if the corporation dissolve, because that'll truly be an emancipation worth issuing a proclamation about. And we have that that document, which if you read it and you apply it to everyone in a manner of justice, hey, man, we just start over. You know, we'll be the nation of North Carolina, whatever. So I'm just saying, man, people don't know the power that even the legal documents that so-called found these states or found your nation, and you don't act on that power because you don't read, and you allow these we allow these politicians to violate these documents, thus violating the supreme law of the land, and they're not going to hold themselves accountable. So if we need to go to rally with pitchforks and torches, then that's what we need to do in reform our new government.
So true. You know, as I always say, we allow them to rule, and that is something that puts us in a disadvantage. You know, they legislate laws that they don't have to follow. They create debt that they don't have to pay, and they wage wars that they don't have to fight. This is, you know, one of the things that's very important. We got a caller on cue. We're going to go to Brother Davis real quick. One of the things that we have to remember, there's something that's more powerful. And if you actually look at the civil rights laws, the worst thing that has ever happened to every person in this country. And if you say, no, it isn't, then I tell you that's because you haven't read it, nor do you understand what it is that you're reading. And the comprehension of what you're reading is where you're lacking, because if they tell you that you are a slave to the government in the actual Civil Rights Act. That's why they've been trying to push it since 1866. But, you know, we'll talk about that at another time. One of the most important things that we have to understand as people is that you're not subject just to what man writes as law. There, you have primary and absolute rights that man can't give you, but you can decide to surrender. And that primary and absolute right, ladies and gentlemen, is because you are a living being. No person can tell you what to do at all. You have to agree with your free will to surrender it, or you be in agreement of the overall whatever it is, the laws or whatever. So just because someone writes a law does not mean that you have to obey it. Unjust law does not require you to obey it. And we have so many unjust, moral unjust laws that we should not be obeying at all. And when you don't obey the unjust laws, even the just ones that they create are unjust, because they are created by those that have they're double-sided in their overall approach. So we are in a very critical time in history, and like you said, Scotty, I'm looking forward to the overall self-liberation of the individual person that comes to understand that collectively is more important than us nationally, because our national rights are the ones that are always – every right that man is given to you, that gives you – is going to be subject to the overall benefit of someone other than you. So very, very important. Now, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break, but we got a couple of callers that are in queue, then we're going to get to these callers and get to the show. Listen, Brother Davis, hold on. The second caller, hold on. I'm going to go to you right when we come out of the commercial break, because I don't want to interrupt some of the things that you guys are going to be talking about and saying. So let's go to a commercial break, and then we'll come right back. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit star 61. I'll see you in queue and bring you up. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. 3660, and the participant code is 5490, 32 pound, and hit star 61. We got a couple of callers that are in queue. We're going to go to the callers, then we're going to finish out. Got a couple more stories and what's in the news. Then we got to get into today's story so that you can see what is really going on globally and see what is actually starting to transpire so that you can have the appropriate response for yourself, for your family, and for our community so that you will be in a position of advantage. So let's go to our callers. We're going to start with Brother Davis. Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show. Ha ha. What's
hey,
going
Dave,
on?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you. We can hear you playing. We go ahead, Brother Davis.
Hey, man. On his news, we can come up with it strong. Scotty put a very good point across when he talked about how we are all the same. But here's what corporations do. They bring in something like the Black Lives narrative. Now, why do I say that? Because the Black Lives group that was original is not the same Black Lives group it is now. So we literally have to control the narrative. So what should the narrative be? The narrative should be we are all in the same boat being victimized by the same people. So therefore, they see this very government that's bringing hostility down on them through taxation and tyranny is the same one that's literally killing Black people in the streets. But as long as we label it Black Lives Matter and George Soros as a group that gets more publicity than the original concept of Black Lives Matter, there are going to be people who are confused about the purpose of Black Lives Matter. And when they look at their doctrine, they're going to see that George Soros' group services the LGBT community if they have gone live on every level. And see, what we fail to realize is that at this stage of the game, although they are the LGBT community, their issues that they're representing are not the same issues that the Black people are hollering in the street when they say Black Lives Matter. So we have to really control the narrative to be, look, at this stage of the game, we are all in the same boat, Black, white, and so afraid, and we have to see ourselves unmasked. Because that is where our power is at. If we stay divided, they will take their time, just like Luther did, and one by one eliminate our forces. But if we get to understand that we are all in the same boat, and that constitution that was written, that we have been stripped of, when being reinstated, absolutely include us all as equals, then we literally take control of our politics back. And that is the purpose of what the whole idea of making the other side and all this confusion is. Be able to put everybody on the same footing. And I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be a battle because white privilege is alive as well. And we must understand that those people who see themselves as having the privilege of being white do not see themselves as being in the same boat. But they are. And that is why we have to control the narrative. Listen, brother, I'll get back in the room and listen. I appreciate you. Keep going with your story.
For sure, Brother Davis, as always, always love to hear from you. Great, great points, Brother Davis. Let's go to the other caller. Give my regards to Sister Davis. It was so funny. I was hearing her yesterday whispering in the background. Sister Davis, we need to hear from you, too. Can't wait for you and Brother Davis to actually have that scavenging and recycling show because that is so needed. So, but we'll talk. Let me know when you're ready because that is very, very important, especially for the times that we're going to be dealing with. Let's go to the next caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hi, Dave. This is Al. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, sister?
Well, there is something I have to bring to everyone's attention. I've been on this for a while, and I was going to state it like in July, but I'm going to put this on another level or dimension, okay?
Yes.
Look at timing, and look at astronomy, and look at rituals, okay?
Yes.
Now, if you go back into July, in the 4th of July, now, we do know the Masons, and the Constitution was drawn up on that week, the 4th of July. They drew it up, and they signed it some days later. The reason they did it on the 4th of July was because of Sirius rising. The Masons are following the Egyptians. Everything is, you know, about them is Egyptian. That's why Washington, D.C. is set up as, it's set up as Egypt. Now, then you also, Benjamin Bay did that, not Benjamin Franklin, who didn't even exist. But that's another discussion. Now, these Masons, they're waiting for the rising of Sirius. Sirius usually rises on July 4th. They, just like the Egyptians worship Sirius, they worship Sirius. Now, also, there's also the alien part of that, but I'm not going to go into that. Now, July 4th,
I'm with you. I'm with you, sister. We're gonna have to. When we're gonna have that, because you and I, we have to, and that's very, very critical. Because it's the more we know, it's important that we know some of the things. Because as you said, it's ritual. Yes. But I don't want to disturb you or take you off track. Go ahead, sister.
Okay. Okay. Now, July 4th. It seems like every time we woke up, someone was dead. Now that week of July 4th, if you remember. That week of July 4th, every day, and people were even, even on Twitter, oh my gosh, it's like every day, people were being, more people were being slaughtered. They were being killed. There were protests. Think about this now. Think about this. And this is astronomy. Sirius was rising. They were also, the 4th of July is still celebrated as the rising of Sirius. That's what the 4th of July really is. And also the dog days of summer that has to do with the rising of Sirius. Now, look at what's going on now. This is the week of the autumnal equinox. This is the week of the autumnal equinox. Look at what is happening now, the same thing. The same thing. There's more, I mean, like we've always said, this is nothing new about the murders. This is nothing new. But this is what's going on. This is what I've been meaning to call you and tell you this. Anyway, they're rituals.
Yes,
This is a ritual for the autumnal equinox, and they increase in publication. Let's say that. I'll say that. Because there's so many people being killed that we don't even know about. That's never publicized.
Yes, so, and part of their demonic ritual, part of the rituals.
Exactly.
Yes, you're absolutely
this
right.
This is a ritual.
Yes.
This is a ritual for the autumnal equinox. It was just like it was a ritual in July. If you go back and look over, you see there was a protest. There were all these people being killed. And it was really intense, like it's intense, that feeling that you can feel in the air right now. These are their rituals. Just like when they, and we, like Scotty, they bombed the Twin Towers. Yes, they did. And that was a ritual, too. And so imploded. They imploded. They, you know, they set it all up and had it imploded. That's what I wanted to bring, because not only rituals, we know they conduct all these rituals. And not only, look at the timing, but look at what they're getting. It's the energy. Not only just
that's
on the murders,
it.
They
oh, wait,
murder
right there, sister.
People.
Wait. Hold on, sister.
Okay.
That
okay.
is the key to enslavement, is they don't care about your cash. They don't care about your life. What they care about in these rituals is that they're trying to harvest and control your energy. You're absolutely, because your energy is the life force that your free will is attached to.
But
so
and
go
it
ahead,
comes
sister.
Through and it comes through emotion.
Yes.
Take it down, emotion. So once they know you have not, even the most calmest of person, the most poised of person, I don't care, I'm a yogi, how much you meditate and everything, these murders got to bother you. They know this. That's why they're publicizing it. They know this is going to bother you. I mean, you almost have no choice. Do you, you know what I mean? It's gotten to that point. They know darn well it's going to bother you on some level. On some level. And they know that certain people who are used to, let's say, being emotional or reacting emotional all of the time, because you are supposed to have emotions and you use them when they're appropriate.
Hey, can I say this about the anti-blackness I'm hearing? Because I'm hearing, I'm sorry, caller, I just had to interject. You probably don't mean to come off sounding like that, because we're all bombarded with anti-black programming. But we're talking, the people we see in the street with emotional reactions are children. They may be 21, 22, 23, 24. Biologically and emotionally, they don't, the scientists say you don't mature till you're 26 years old. So like I was saying about the white media that want to portray everybody who is rising up against another unjust act of a person being killed by a slave catcher.
Right. That's not what even I was saying.
What I'm saying is there are a certain percentage of minority, uneducated, deprived, oppressed, young, emotional people, because they emotional because they can't figure out why these damn smart adults ain't brought in to this crazy system. So I don't blame them for being emotional. They're children.
Well, I'm not blaming them for being emotional. I'm saying emotions are appropriate.
If that's not what you were saying and I misunderstood you, I do apologize. Please continue.
Right. I was not saying that. I'm saying you should be emotional when it is appropriate. I'm saying some people don't know how. It's usually a teaching about emotions, but emotions are part of you. I do not agree to separate yourself from emotions. You need to. And also, I know people are doing what they think they can because they don't know what else to do. No, I'm not saying nothing's wrong with emotion. I love it. But this is what I'm saying. They set this up. This has been a setup. And just like I said about this week and the past week, they knew what would happen. And these children are upset. I'm upset. I am upset. I am livid. So no, it's not just people that you would call children who haven't did this. I'm not even going in that direction. I'm not criticizing them at all. Matter of fact, I'm proud of them. What I'm saying, though, on another level, in another dimension, they know how they are using energy because that's what you use in rituals. That's what rituals are for. And this is what has been a setup since Trayvon Martin, and they made sure you knew about this, and they made sure that guy got off, and they knew that you would be ruffled. And then they just followed it one after the other, slowly, 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 for these build-ups, for these rituals. Because their time is up, and they're conducting a lot of rituals to try to extend their time. That's looking at timing, too. You're looking at astrology.
Well, that's
you're looking
great
at the
news
timing.
To hear. That's great news that what you've learned is telling you their time is running out. And I want to help them as much as possible on their way out.
And you know what, let me just say this to what the sister is saying. And I firmly agree in what she is basing is this. If you look at, I think of the great creator as having emotions, but the decisions of the great creator is not emotional. You know, because if you ever look at an emotional response to anything, it's always the worst one. And this is not to criticize anyone for responding from things. The way that they feel is necessary. But I think what we have to really do is that we have to look at the overall warfare that's going on, because one of the things that's key in war is that you have to understand, in my opinion, from my understanding of war, from all forms of sides, asymmetrical into one that is actually confrontational. And this is something from the art of war. All war is based in deception. And the key to everything is that there has to be a very coordinated response to understanding that someone is out to enslave you, and there are methods and operations that they are doing to ensure that, and they are going to carry out things to distract you and to get you away from coming up with a comparable solution that you have to be able to respond to that is going to take strategy, calculation, operation, and discipline in winning that war. And that is, and I'm not saying that the brothers and sisters that are actually responding the way that they're responding in any way, but what I am saying is that as we look at this on a global and a eternal standpoint, we are going to have to come up with solutions that are absent of what the system wants us to do. Let me tell you one of the things that happens. If you ever follow mainstream media, you can always follow the agenda and the purpose of the system. They have actually taught us to respond to things a certain way. This is why on every Thanksgiving, right after Thanksgiving, people no longer want to gather with their family for Thanksgiving. They can't wait for the sale of Black Friday for that to start, so that they can have a response of commercialism that is emotional. And this carries over to everything. So I firmly believe, and I, in my opinion and from what I've seen, this is a psychological war, because all warfare is based in deception. And as the sister was saying, these rituals that they follow, I've actually seen some of them in the practice of these rituals. They wait for different things. And if you want to know something about the Constitution, what they tell you about the Constitution, that Constitution doesn't free you, it never has freed you, and it never will free you, because it wasn't written for you. It was actually written for the foundations, like the Clinton Foundation. It was written for those individuals. It wasn't written for the citizenry, and it was sealed on the 11th of 1787. I'm saying September the 11th. Why was that so important? See, if we would have read about the Constitution being actually finalized and being drafted on September the 11th, before September 11th of 2001, it would have meant nothing to us at all. But see, it was a ritual practice, because it was the destruction of mankind through the art of war, of asymmetrical warfare. Because that's what you have. In order to get people to follow you, the key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. And they made us believe that if we engage in a way that has been established by, they say, this is where your freedom is and this is your rights that you have. Man can give you rights, but those rights will never yield you any form of freedom. So I understood what the sister was saying as far as the emotional response. There definitely, among us all, there needs to be a very strategical, calculated, strategized response to the threat of our destruction that is at hand.
Hey, let me say this about warfare, Dave. Now, I'm just going to use Charlotte in North Carolina as an example, because it's happening now, mm-hmm. and I know what's going on the ground and what have you. And we're talking about 200, 300, a group of 200, 300, quote-unquote, gangbangers that listen to gangster rap and whatnot. And that's their response. It is emotional. Plus, it's violence, because America programs everyone with violence.
Them, right. They're okay, talking to
so,
be that
so,
way,
so, yeah, they ain't doing nothing any different than America does to nations. Okay, so that's how I look at that violence.
Which is today's show, right,
now,
Scotty.
We aren't in control. We aren't in control. Nobody's controlling them. Okay, they controlling themselves, so what they doing, but I can use that, what they're doing. That captured energy can be used both ways. Malcolm X, for example, played the bad cop to MLK's good cop. He mentioned it. He was like, y'all better talk to him and give him what he's demanding in terms of human rights and civil rights and all, because what he's asking for is right, or you deal with me. Somebody that you have painted as a demon and who believes in armed self-defense and has and can organize and mobilize people and what have you.
So
the educated class, the people who are thinking about, well, how do we navigate this where we live in North Carolina politically and what have you to get the relief that we want or the justice that we want, they could play the good cop and use them and use those. Well, you know, but that's really not what they're doing. Actually, the leaders here in North Carolina haven't been blaming them. They've been saying the same thing that Martin Luther King said, that other people have said, that rioting is, what's that quote he said? The rioting,
rioting is the voice of the oppressed or something.
People as human beings are not just going to keep allowing themselves to be attacked and not respond physically. Tell me any group of people that have survived by just allowing people. Well, we know many indigenous tribes been wiped out because they didn't have the means to protect themselves and they weren't organized to protect themselves, whatnot. So all I'm saying is that also that emotional response from a military standpoint reveals to me the resources of North Carolina to deploy in certain instances. It tells me how many officers they got on duty, how many they could turn out, how many National Guard is deployed, what units they coming from in North Carolina, where their state. I mean, it's all kind of intelligence to be gathered from a military standpoint. Right. Because
it sure is. But Scotty, but what you're talking about is from a tactical strategical mind and the appropriate response that Malcolm and you have and we all have to the events that's happening.
But if those young people wasn't doing what they was doing, those things wouldn't be revealed. So I'm saying things happen for a reason, and we ain't in control of things. Mm-hmm. And so we should – how can we use
–
use just like they do the energy vampires. Okay, this is happening. We ain't in control of it, but how can we use it to our benefit? Because they're going to try to use it to our detriment. So I'm just saying it's always two ways of looking at something, and we should be, you know, flipping the script. So from military standpoint, I'm just looking at, you know what I'm saying, the troop deployment and the troop levels.
Yep, and that is the appropriate response that we, and I think the sister was alluding to, and not attacking those individuals that was having a response of emotion. And I'm gonna tell you why the sister said this, because and I understand why she said, and I'm not gonna talk for her, but I understand what she's talking about. Because remember, within all of the organizations and all of the movements and all of the so-called freedom organizations, from the NAACP to you go name on, they've all been infiltrated, and they all have infiltrators inside of those, and those infiltrators will play out the agenda that the system needs in the appropriate response that is needed for them to maintain more control.
Now, I wouldn't say that, Dave. I'm gonna shut up, but I know that what you just said is true. But I also know people in the NAACP have had years to observe their movements and their language. And I would have to say the North Carolina NAACP, which has the largest membership of any state, that's how large they rolling, is that I have not seen that they have been operating in a compromised manner. Everything I've heard publicly, now I stress publicly, and the things that they have put out, I would say has been in the interest of justice for all.
Right, right. And I believe, and I know that that's because, you know, one of the things, as you said, we can't make people do anything. If God can't make you do something, what makes you think that I can? And what happens is this, is when you don't control the narrative, and when you don't, one of the things that why we have a such a difficult time is because we're trying to acquire things that is not in our best interest. Maybe inclusion is not really what we need. Maybe what we really do need is to establish our own means and methods to remove ourselves. Because if we continue, because this overall paradigm, one of the things about a big business is that no profitable business has ever gone out of business. Slavery was too profitable, and it revolutionized itself, and they can write all the laws on the books that they want. But the letter of the law is always, always defiled of the spirit of the law, because the pen is controlled by the man's hand, and the spirit of the law is controlled by the one, the great creator, and all of those that resonate with that energy. So with these, you know, many things can be infiltrated to perpetuate what is going on for the agenda of continuing the subjugation. We all agree with that. Scotty's point, the sister's point, our point is our point. And I think the most important thing is that we have to come together to establish what our response will be to everything. Instead of people talking about us, there needs to be a negotiation with us. And there is no negotiation with us, because I think one of the worst things that we've ever done is not to collectively come together based in prudence of what's in our best interest. And so I think that this is a motivating factor for us to do that. And the young people that are responding, even if they respond in violence, how can we hold them be upset at this? And especially even this so-called, even from their own, the U.S. government's own establishment. It was from the Revolutionary War when they said no more, they will not be subject to the tyranny of the king, that came to a violent response. So how in the hell can you be upset at young people for being in responding to things, even if they're older? Are people responding violently to their overall subjugation and their overall attack of their prosperity? You can't, because they have the right to defend it. They have the right to defend that. So I think what the sister and what we all are coming to is that we have to decide collectively how we are going to respond to things, and understand that not all of us will come to the same conclusion. But the thing that has to be, I think, that's in our best interest is that we may not have the same methods, but we better have the same objective.
And that's to destroy the enemy. Preach, Dave. You preaching to the choir now, you know. Death by a thousand paper cuts. It's just like the military. Everybody don't have the same skill, and they don't have the same mission objective, except for the overall objective of winning the war.
Right, and that's what we have to do, because there are some people that are able to do, their talents are here. And one of the things that we always have to do is we have to respect the individual talents of every person. Because if we don't respect the individual talents of every human being and every living being, there can be no respect that we can have for the great creator at all. Even if you disagree with someone. Yes, sister, go ahead.
I'm glad you're discussing about the energy. But the thing is, that's what I said. I'm taking it on a different level and a different dimension. I was not criticizing anyone, because this is a time in which actually you're going to have to do something. They're so used to let's face it, this is terrorism. This has been said before, but this,
exactly.
Anytime they show you these films, this is psychological warfare for you to be scared. It's simple as that. For you to be afraid of everything, or if someone says to you, I'm going to call the police, for you to be afraid. This is psychological warfare, period. And so for people to actually have the courage, because it's going to take courage, and not be worrying about their personal safety, and to stand up for their people, this is fantastic. This is fantastic. But that's not where I was. That's not where I was going. I wanted to bring it.
We
to
understand
the
attention that, sister. Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to bring it to the attention that they are still using our energy. They have always used our energy.
Yeah.
They have to. I mean, we're the ones with the energy. And so, and if you look at it in another dimension and look at how the Masons and how this has been set up, I want to show you how what their timing is. The timing in astrology, if you look at the timing, look at whatever big thing that they celebrate and do rituals over, watch and see what happens in that time span, too.
I have a question for you.
Yes?
I'm sorry. I have a question for you about Masonry. Because I was just reading some North Carolina history about, you know, the Civil War and whatnot, and there was a Prince Hall Mason. I can't recall his name right now, but he was very instrumental in abolitionism and during that period, because I always say slavery was never abolished, read the 13th Amendment, but he was working towards that end. And, you know, he was notable for the resources he provided and all the men that he recruited. This was a black guy, and I actually think he was half black, half white, but he identified as black. He was treated as black because he was a slave. He was born to a enslaved African woman, and so, but later he got his freedom, somehow got into Prince Hall Masons and used that position to work against slavery. And I've heard other people ask the question on this station on different programs saying about these black Masons that are in these positions, in these very institutions, working among these very people we're talking about. And so what? Are they in the same agenda as the Caucasian Masons? Or, I mean, I'm hoping you got my question out of that.
Okay, here's my take on it. That's all I can give you. When I'm talking about the Masons, I'm talking about George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and all those guys. We know that there were Moorish presidents before that, but this was established when they set this up, and they set this up with the Scottish Rites. It was the Scottish Rites Masons, and they set this up, and they, if you, there's a book, oh gosh, I'm not by my library, but you can read it and how they set up Washington, D.C., just like Egypt. Washington, D.C. is set up just like Egypt. It's even called Little Egypt. The Masons, these basic Masons, bust everything they, all their rituals, all their, if you want to say laws, or everything, that's their whole thing is based on Egyptian rites. And they'll tell you, now the Masons, now this is what I've heard that, if I'm not talking about now, I'm not talking about now, there's such a difference. I even heard that the white Masons learned something totally different from the so-called black Masons. I've also learned, and I'm not putting anyone down, but I've also was told that black Masonry is basically just built on hand signs and little things like that, you know, little hand signals, and they don't go into the deep knowledge and et cetera, et cetera. I really sense, you know, it's very hard. The Masons don't, you can't just get their material. I did look at some, because a guy was saying, I looked at his books, and he got a little angry, but the book, that's all I can tell
hold
you
on,
about
hold on, sister.
Now.
One second, sister. While you, we're going to go to a commercial break.
Okay.
And
okay.
I used to be a Mason, so I'm going to let the sister finish, and I'll tell you.
Okay.
And I will tell you.
And what she said about Egypt, just before we go to the break, have y'all noticed that the African American Museum they just opened or opening in Washington, D.C., looks like an upside-down pyramid?
Yes, it does. I have a picture of it. Yes, I do. Yes.
Sure does. We are talking about satanic and occultist ritual practice
yes,
is really
exactly.
what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
You're listening
Absolutely.
To Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And for those of you that are Masons, don't call me with no kind of threat or anything else. Let me tell you something, because there's nothing that I fear about you or anybody else that practices any form of demonic ritual against the general population of what the great creator God Almighty established. How can another man kill you and they didn't give you life? So save that crap. Don't even try. And you better be head up when you come to me. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Oh, my God.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. You're listening to, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, having one of our callers, a sister, is called in. And these are some of the things that are so important and necessary for us to have. And then not only that, more, some of the things that we really need to also continue to do is that we need to dictate our own decision-making based off our own individual sovereignty and what we resonate with collectively as a people, and to defend that by all means, and to ensure that by our energy, because that is the key to what is being deceptively taking away from us in surrenderance and subjugation. No one can take from you unless you surrender it. And they can try to scare you with fear and say that they're going to do this to you physically or that way. Your physical body is temporal while your overall spirit body is eternal. The cost to me is none and minimal when it comes to your overall spiritualness. So let's go back to the conversation. Scotty had asked the sister about the Masons, and she was giving a rundown of her understanding, and then I will give you from my overall, from being a former Mason, and I'll tell you why I quit and why I had not been wanting to have anything to do with them anymore. And it will coincide with what the sister is saying and what Scotty is asking. So sister, go ahead and finish out what you were saying before we got interrupted by the break.
Now when I talk about it, but see, also, I mean, let's remember, as I said, I've said this on another time, that our history is always there. You don't know it's your history because they put white imagery by it.
Hold on, callers, so, that's there. Sorry, sister, go ahead. Yeah. I just wanted to let them know that I'm going to go to them. We have other callers. So if you could make it, make your point, and then we have some other callers, sister. Go ahead.
Okay. And so when I mentioned Benjamin Banneker Bay, I'm talking about the Moors. The Moors, you know, us here, who are always here
right.
since the earliest of times. And as a matter of fact, let me give you this book real quick. It's called Aristocrats of Color. And it talks about the Moors. They don't call themselves Moors, but if you ask them, somebody asked them about the history, and they said, we've been here since the earliest of times. This was the black middle class and the black wealthy who was here, all who were here and been here all through slavery and everything. So what I'm saying, as far as the Masons go, I'm talking about those white Masons. But they took credit for the Moors. The Moors built up all Washington, D.C., Benjamin Banneker Bay. And then, but they followed the Scottish Rites. And so as far as Prince Hall wasn't even, I know what you mean. He came from England. He got special permission to set up this and that. I know about Prince Hall. But what I'm talking about is the so-called George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and all that with the Constitution on July 4th and the worship of Sirius. That's what I mainly focused. That was what I was bringing up to show you why they still conduct these rituals, because it's to honor Sirius is what they are still doing as part of a ritual. And that was the ritual for that week of July 4th. And then also, like I was going to tell, and when I get the time and you get the time, I want to tell you about the connection of Sirius with the Greys as well, with the Greys and in the constellation of Orion and Betelgeuse, mm-hmm. and how they have switched it and how they have you thinking, oh my gosh, there's so much to this, but it's all connected
to
the
really
ritual.
We will definitely, because of the interest of time, because we got a couple of other callers, and you made some very good points, and I know Scotty appreciates, and I know the listeners appreciate, but yes, we will pick this up again. We'll have a show about that in itself. So thank you so much. Keep listening. Keep being a part of it all. And continue to be committed to the solutions of the things that can bring about about our overall prosperity, so that we will not continue to languish in the prosperity that's been lost. So thank you, sister. Let's go to another caller. We're going to go to this caller here. Then Brother Davis is next. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? I will make my my thing about the Masons after our callers speak. Go ahead, caller.
Peace, Brother Dave. Peace, Scotty. This is Raj. How you doing?
What's up, Brother Raj? Go ahead, brother.
Yes, this sister brought us some really incredible stuff. I was going to say first about Benjamin Banneker. He actually designed Washington, D.C. from memory. The white person he was working with actually, I believe the blueprints that Mr. Banneker drew up were burned in a fire, and he actually did it completely from memory. She's absolutely correct. It is built to mirror, I believe it's the Giza area of Egypt. If you look up Anthony Browder, he actually does tours where he breaks it down very explicitly. In reference to the black Masons, Dr. Ben was actually a Mason, but there's a major difference between masonry as practiced by whites and blacks. White people invert and demonize everything that they steal from black people. When Prince Hall facilitated starting the Prince Hall Masons, and he got approval from the white people, essentially he was cut off from his own legacy, because if you look at white masonry, they only provide 33 degrees of knowledge, which is based on the life of Jesus, which of course is an entire fabrication based on these white people playing mind control games via religion with black people. Dr. Ben was initiated by Nubians in the Temple of Saqqara, and they are the original Masons, and they actually go up to 360 degrees. The circle is 360 degrees, not 33. So Dr. Ben was a 360-degree Mason of the craft, initiated by the people who had held these traditions for tens and if not hundreds of thousands of years in the Nile Valley, and they do not allow white people to get initiated. There's a white man by the name of Sir Albert Churchward. He wrote a very powerful work called The Signs and Symbols of Primordial Man. In that book, he basically delineates minute detail the origins of religion, all religions, and especially Christianity in Nile Valley, Africa. And he gives the details to that. And he also, for people who are Masons, he actually writes in the lingo that other Masons, because he actually discusses the fact that the rituals that the white people practice in their traditions, they don't even know why they practice them. But in the Nile Valley, they actually still have the entire tradition, why these rituals are done, the importance of these rituals, and they're different from the ones white people practice. And when Sir Albert Churchward went to the Nile Valley to ask the Nubians to be initiated, because he's one of the few white people who actually told the truth about the origins of these things in Africa, they did not allow him in because they said he is not black. So if you're not black, you're not of African descent, you do not get in whatsoever. And the so definitely there's a major difference between the two traditions. And then the other thing I wanted to touch on was when she talked about, about energy. There was a great show that Gus did on the cows, and there's a and the person who he interviewed wrote a book. It's called Mummies, Cannibals, and Vampires. And in the book, he basically details the history of European cannibalism. And he talks about the fact that when Europeans would go to battle, and it happened here too during the Civil War and whatnot, but he talks about, and they actually have images of white people literally flooding the battlefield and taking body parts to eat. They would take limbs, arms, torsos, heads, you name it. They would collect them from the battlefield and eat them, sometimes raw, other times they would cook it. And the reason they did that was because they like to get high off of the adrenaline. When animals or people are killed, you get a rush of adrenaline that the body facilitates right before the moment of death. And that particular energy of fear is what they feed off of. So they're vampires in every way. When you talk about money,
yeah, it's like
energy,
an aphrodisiac storm. Right. And
exactly.
It's like a drug storm. Yep.
Absolutely. It turns them on. So the whole thing that we're dealing with are literally they're vampires in all 10 areas of people activity. And essentially they have a history of eating us. They have a history of bathing in our blood. They have a history of drinking our blood. You name it, they do it, because that's what they're still doing now. That's why you're finding people. I believe it was Trayvon Martin had organs missing after he passed away. There was a young black male who was found dead that was on a football team. He was wrapped up. I forget his name. I think it's Kendrick something, but he was wrapped up in a gym mat. And when they found him, they tried to say that it was an accident. Come to find out, there was a white girl that liked him. There was another white boy who was angry about her liking this black male, and he was jealous, and he killed the guy. But after he was killed, when the family went to facilitate his burial, they found that when they went to set up the funeral, that all of his organs were missing, and his body was stuffed with newspaper, because they're basically taking these organs for either transplants or to eat them. So this is something that is really serious. It's something that we really need to start paying attention to. And if you read that book, Mummies, Cannibals, and Vampires, his name is Richard Suggs. It is a powerful work that will delineate what they're doing. And another good work that also speaks to the same thing, and also their sexual vampirism, is a book called The Delectable Negro. It's called The Delectable Negro, homoeroticism, cannibalism, and homoeroticism in U.S. slave culture. And it speaks to the fact that white men used to get off on wholesale raping black males as well as eating us. And it gives me all the history, documented history. He actually gives a nice treatise on Nat Turner and the fact that after he was killed, they skinned him alive. The doctor skinned him alive, boiled his flesh into oil, and tried to feed it to slaves. They also took body parts from him to keep as souvenirs, and one white male actually made a wallet out of his skin. So this is all stuff that's documented.
Yeah, and that's why Skull and Bones has the skull of Geronimo at their institution, Harvard, at Yale. So yeah, this has definitely been practiced for a while, because all of this is cultic practice, and it's nothing new. It's just we don't accept it because we don't think that these things actually are being practiced. Because we turn a blind eye to it all, because we like to just be manipulated by the propaganda of commercialism and media itself. And that's what puts us, we're under a spell. And simply, we're under a spell, and that spell needs to be broken.
The spell of the ghost.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I know you have another person holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got two more. But go ahead and... go ahead. I didn't mean it, because I just wanted to say that about Geronimo. This is what they're doing. This is the practice that has been done for ages. And this is all a part of a demonic practice that is opposite of what the overall true capabilities of all mankind and all living beings can be. These are processes and practices that are done by choice. And they choose to be demonic. They choose to be in a cult. They choose to be ones that practice murder, subjugation, enslavement, and to be have a malevolent agenda for all of mankind, because they didn't create anything. They have to steal everything and then rewrite it for a new formalized practice that is going to be one in which that takes away from the overall living capabilities of every single person. They're after your energy. So, Raj, go ahead, man. Give it, you know, take a little bit. But we got two callers that's in,
no
and you're making some great points.
No problem. I'll make it quick. I was going to say, if people want to get an insight into some of the stuff these crazy savages are into, when they opened up CERN in Switzerland, they had an entire ritual that they did on that day, and it was in the form of a parade where they were dressed up with horns and wearing blood or simulated blood on themselves and simulating sex and violence. It's actually on YouTube. You can look it up, and that's just one of the rituals they practice, but they do this all the time. We talked about May Day and the fact that more people disappear, specifically children, on between April 29th and May 1st of every year than any other time during the year. And these are absolutely rituals. You are absolutely correct. And what I was going to say is that we as black people, because we have a moral compass, we assume that other people do. And
have one too. Right. Have,
exactly.
Right.
And that's where they get us, because we don't realize that they're not like us.
And we say, no, no one would be doing that. No, that just means that you wouldn't be doing it, but you're absolutely right. Hold on, Raj, just because we're going to hold on to the end of the show. So let's take a couple of these other calls, and I'm going to tell you about my experience with the Masons itself. Let's go to, we got, oh, man, my man Brother Braggs is here, Brother Davis and Brother Braggs. Let's go to Brother Davis and then go to Brother Braggs. Hold on, Brother Braggs. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Yo, man, that's just a conversation, sure, but what we have to do is we have to focus on the thing of what is natural. Man, everything he's done is based on structure. Why? Because it's unnatural. What we have to do is focus on the things that give us poise and strength. We're universal people, and that's why the system tells you that because we're universal people, everything that inquires or involves the universe affects us. And I eat sooner. If you eat a vegetable or a fruit and the deepest piece of your body understands it's the biggest secret, because it's also lunar connected. So when we start getting strength and putting time into studying the true purposes, the strength of our own natural body, how we can bring it up to be the strongest and the best fruit that we know how, that we will be empowering ourselves to be able to take that energy back that they have so uniquely deceived us into believing that we are the program. And it's not that we are the program. We are the human they are trying to program, because that keeps us from beginning our divine level. All right, brother, I'll step back.
And purpose. Exactly, Brother Davis. Well said. Okay, hold on, brother. Let's go to Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg.
Hey, peace.
Wait. Before Brother Bragg, let me tell you something. Brother Bragg, you know I'm going to drop my Mason bomb on him. And you know, so I just wanted to let you know. So, but but go ahead, Brother Bragg.
And
that's an inside thing between me and Brother Bragg.
What she was saying, check out the Georgia Guidestone. That's a plan that tells you what they want to do. Now, Albert Pike is the guy who forecasted the Third Reich or the return of the Third Reich. Now, he came before Hitler, but they're running on this guy's program. He's a big guy.
Yes,
he's actually buried in the Washington Monument, Albert Pike. This guy got a statue. I believe it's in Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken. The other thing I wanted to say, that energy you talk about. If you start checking out ritual murder, you're going to find out they've been harvesting this energy for hundreds of years. They call it Jewish ritual murder. Pull it up and look into it. It's not a joke. Also look at black and missing. We got people missing every day. He was talking about harvesting parks. This is a big deal. We got 64,000 black women missing in America every day. We got 200,000 black women and children missing. So about 300,000 of us go missing every year. But it's not reported on the news. Now, if you want to know, the most valuable precious metal that's on this planet is metalin. They're never going to tell you about this metalin. It's electric magnetic. It's the jewel of the universe. It's what plugs you into the universe. That's what makes you different from everybody else. The magic they talk about is your melanin. There's melanated bodies. The organs in your body are superior to any organ on the planet. Basically, you're God, and you don't know it. That's all I
love, love my brother Bragg. Now, real quickly, because I want to, the last 10 minutes, I need to talk about some very important agendas that are being set forth in this overall depopulation, in this overall sacrifice that is going to be initiated, that we in the general public, because we are not aware of a lot of things, we give into these sacrifices through deception. See, the, one of the things about the deceiver is that they have to get you to surrender your free will. And once you surrender your free will, and you and because we don't know certain things and we don't practice certain things to protect ourselves, we open ourselves to be subject to spells. And these spells have real power and real energy. And this is the things that I think are very critical and crucial that we start to reverse engineer so that we can get back to who we truly are. You ever wonder why we can't feel when an earthquake is coming? You ever wonder why when something is tells us to go right that we can't go right any longer, or we go left, we can't have understanding with the vibrational, we can resonate with the overall energy that's around us to where it doesn't have to be spoken. Everything has to be physically spoken or seen. That's because we walked away from the things that have given us the real value of our individuality and our spiritual strength, and we relied on making bread. Man can't live on bread alone, because bread is something that has to be manipulated by man. So just want to say, I'm going to say this about, we have another caller. I want to give this caller a chance to respond. I'm going to say this about the Masons. Prince Hall, because I'm black, is the only one that I could be a part of. Is the only one I would have wanted to be a part of. And when I was asked to be a part of it, they specifically target certain people. One of the reasons was I didn't realize the significance of my last name, Wren. And I've told this to a couple of people. Well, let me tell you something about the Masons. Similar to some of the police departments throughout this country, what they do is this. It's a cult. And for those of you that are Masons, even though you're Christian and everything else, well, you're still in a formalized cult. And that is because of their overall ritual practices that are there within the overall lodges, from riding the goat and the different practices that are engaged in those institutions. And I'm going to say this about it. One of the things that Masons allow is for any person of any religious belief to be a part of that overall lodge if they meet the criteria that they establish. Meaning, you can have someone that's a Satanist and someone that's so-called a Christian be a part of the same lodge and understand that and know that and continue to be a part of it, which is cool because you could have that at work and you can have that anywhere, but it's much different in this overall organization, because what they do is they try to put out in front of everyone the good things that they do while the agenda is behind the scenes is doing something totally else. Just like the police departments, they'll have good cops represent in community relations to overall hide the overall misdealings and the crimes and the benevolent attitudes and the overall violations of the laws by the bad ones, the ones that they really care about. And I'm going to tell you something about these organizations. There's nothing sincere about them at all. They've always been in a cult since they've been infiltrated by demonic entities, and this is why they have their ritual practices in secret. Let me ask you something about the great creator God Almighty. What secret did God have, the great creator have for you? None. All secrets uphold the deceptive crimes against humanity that have to be fortified in keeping mouths shut, so that the overall agenda can continue to perpetuate. So I know I was there, and for this very reason of these demonic practices within those those different lodges, I said, no way in the world will I ever be a part of this. And for those of you that are, that's your choice. I chose not to do it. And I have no obligation or no loyalty to that overall so-called misguided oath that is taken, even to the point where they say, well, they'll kill you. You can't kill me, please. You can cowardly hide behind something and try to do it, but that will never, ever destroy who I really am, because I'm not subjugated to the overall agenda of destruction that you uphold by any means. It's no secret. There's nothing that you're entitled to that shouldn't be shared among the all if it's for the good of it all. But see, all criminals keep secrets. And that's what I had to say about the Masons. I don't know about the Scottish Rite. Yeah, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I just want to throw one at you before I forget. Hey, look, I've been on that spelling thing again, right? Check this out. Spelling. Whenever you utter no, no is the name of a god. But whenever you utter no, by you uttering no, it diminishes you. It makes you disappear. Now, this is from the book of magic and spelling. This is deep. These words, like when you hear my man say, I'm bad, he's saying, I'm feminine. Watch these words we use. They're spells.
Very true.
That's all.
Very,
that's
very
all I'm
true.
Saying, Dave.
No, very, very true. So we got another caller, and then I want to talk about the very important in the last 5 minutes. Dad caller, welcome to Tando Radio Show. We got like 2 minutes. Sorry that you called in a little bit late, but go ahead. What is your question or comment, or what would you like to say? Area code 719-439. Go ahead, caller.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Welcome, brother.
Welcome. Thank you. Anyway, make it real quick. I just wanted to clarify something that y'all was talking about on the reversal of roles and co-opting. excuse me. One thing I wanted to share with you is that I'm not good on the Egyptology, so I'm not going to speak on it. But what I will say is I have experience in electronics and electricity. One thing I can share with y'all to kind of help with that understanding of flipping things around.
Uh-oh.
We were taught in electrical theory that the poles of the Earth are opposite to the poles that we know today. So the reason why they call the Lower Nile the North is because truly it is the North. How we figured this out is with a stone called magnetite. And it actually finds the north and south directions of the Earth naturally. So what we know as the South, even South America, is really North. So I don't know how that ties into what you guys are talking about, but it seems to add clarity in some of the things I've studied. And then another thing I wanted to say before I hang up is that what I often notice when you guys are talking about Egyptology, there's a lot of similarity on the Mississippi River, according, you know, like the Nile, from what I've been able to
see. Talking about the Mississippian culture. You're talking about the Mississippian culture that existed here before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about,
yes,
the
sir.
Artifacts.
And would that,
yeah.
Mr. Reed, would that be the Folsom people that they talked about?
Well, it's different tribal names, but they all worked together in a confederation. They had a government system of government, but it was called, if you just Google Mississippian people or Mississippian culture, that was on the Mississippi River here on this continent, obviously is a part of that. But, they do have found mounds you see in Egypt,
yep.
and things and
right.
artifacts that they have found in Africa, and say that, you know, the origins have to be of African, or the person who made it was influenced by African culture or what have you. But yeah, it's artifacts like that. Yeah.
Mr. Reed, can I say this before y'all end the show? I just wanted to say this one last thing. A friend of mine who studies Egyptology told me later this week that the mountains that we see here in America are actually pyramids. What do you think about that, sir?
You said
that's very
the
true.
The mountains
very
or
true.
The mounds?
Yes. The mountain.
I'm living.
No,
I live at the base of I'm in Colorado Springs. I live right at the base of the mountains, and it seems so real to me when you look at it at night. The silhouette, you can really see that image.
I've never heard.
That is because that's the energy form. The mountains are they create pyramids that look like mountains because mountains actually are a part of the overall harvesting of the energy. Brother, you are absolutely right. And talk about the Mississippi being the Nile. Yes, that is true. That's why on the Mississippi you have you have Memphis. And where does Memphis come from? That
Egypt.
Comes from Egypt.
Egypt.
That's where you're absolutely right. Brother, we got to call because that you can't be, you know, a 1 minute conversation where you going with this and you drop some major bombs, and I appreciate it. Before we get out of here, Scotty, can I get 1 minute?
IB Radio coming on right after you. CC should be on the line, so I'm sure she's
on the line.
I can't
interfere on CC stuff. What I will say just real quickly, listen everyone, the war between US and Russia has just taken a completely different direction. They're trying to move to a no-fly zone in Syria, which is going to be a direct confrontation of war. This is going to perpetuate the overall demonic and the cultist depopulation program of human sacrifice. Much love, much respect to you all. B.I.B. with CC, the golden voice of CC is coming on right after, coming up right now. You want to be there for that. We'll talk to you soon. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Peace.
Q&A queue is cleared.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.